Why don't you stand up?
Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power and live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power and live inside of me.
Welcome, Holy Spirit.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me.
Welcome, Holy Spirit.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power and live inside of me. You're the living water, a never drying fountain. Comforter, my counselor, take complete control.
Shout of praise. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Blessed be the rock, my salvation. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. For the Lord is on my side, and he made his victory mine. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. For the Lord is on my side. My salvation. Blessed be the rock. 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 Blessed be the rock of my salvation. My salvation. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. For the Lord is on my side, and he made his victory mine. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Bless him. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of salvation. my salvation. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. For the Lord is on my side, and he made his victory mine. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. For the Lord is on my side, and he made his victory mine. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. Jesus is the rock. 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 Jesus is the rock of my salvation. Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the rock. Jesus. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. There's gonna be a revival in the land. There's gonna be a revival in the land. From the north, south,
great and mighty is he.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Great and mighty is he. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, Most High.
Blessed.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, Most High. The name of the Lord is the strong. The righteous run into it, they all say. Name of the Lord is the strong tower. The righteous run into it, they all say. Glory to the name. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to you're the center of my joy.
good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, the hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, the hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, the hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, the hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Zion is calling us to a higher place of praise, to stand upon the mountain and magnify his name. Tell all the people, every nation that he raised. Zion is calling us to a higher place of praise. Zion is calling us to a higher place of praise, to stand upon the mountain and magnify his name. Tell all the people, every nation that he raised. Zion is calling us to a higher place. Zion is calling us. Zion is calling us to a higher place of praise, to stand upon the mountain and magnify his name. Tell all the people, every nation that he raised. Zion is calling us to a higher place of praise. So praise him. So praise him. So praise him. So praise the Lord. So praise.
mighty is the Lord.
Great and mighty is the Lord. Great and mighty is He.
Great and mighty is the Lord.
Great and mighty is the Lord. Great and mighty. Shout for joy, for the Lord has given you the victory. Shout, shout for joy. Shout, shout for joy, for the Lord has given you the victory.
Shout for joy.
Shout, shout for joy. Shout, shout for joy, for the Lord. It's giving you the victory. Shout, shout for joy. Shout, shout for joy. For the Lord has given you the victory. No weapon formed against you is gonna prosper. No kingdom raised against you is gonna stand. For the Lord, He's the rock of our salvation, and we've overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Shout, shout for joy. Shout, shout for joy, for the Lord has given you the victory. Shout, shout for joy. Joy, for the Lord has given you the victory. No weapon formed against you is gonna prosper. No kingdom raised against you is gonna stand. For the Lord, He's the rock of our salvation, and we've overcome blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against you is gonna prosper. No kingdom raised against you will stand. For the Lord, He's the rock of our salvation, and we've overcome by the blood of the Lamb. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No kingdom raised against you will stand. For the Lord, He's the rock of our salvation, and we've overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, oh Lord. You are holy. Yes. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name. Hallelujah.
find somebody and just give them a hug this night. Just give somebody some love tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I love you too.
Nobody like Jesus you will never find. Nobody like Jesus you will never, ever, ever find. You won't never find nobody like Jesus. You won't never, ever, ever. Nobody like Jesus. You won't never find nobody like Jesus. You won't never.
Praise the Lord. I'm just enjoying worshiping God with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we we love you, we worship and adore you, glorify thy name in all the earth. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name. Thy name in all the earth. Jesus, we love you, we worship and adore.
God, isn't God good? You can give us a little bit of light, Brother Will. Hallelujah. He is holy. Thank you.
praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Isn't it good to be at the house of the Lord tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank God. How many growing overcomers do we have? How many growing overcomers do we have tonight? Well, praise the Lord. Why don't you open your Bibles? Glory to God. I think I got, oh, don't tell me I left it up there. What do you got over there, Brother Jesse? That's what I need. Hallelujah. And my blessed be Jesus. God is good all the time. Somebody say, thank God. No, they don't want that one. They got that one this morning. Hallelujah. Somebody say, please, not that again. Somebody say, thank the Lord. All right. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 12. Wherefore, seeing we are also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight. Somebody say, lay aside every weight. Period. Didn't say every weight of sin. Said every weight, comma. So let us lay aside every weight. Somebody say, every weight. Glory to God. Somebody say, relieve. Praise God. Somebody say, heavy load. Heavy load. God's going to lighten my heavy load. Hallelujah. Say it one more time. Heavy load. Heavy load. Heavy load. God. Gotta lighten my heavy load. Somebody say, praise God. Say, God will lighten my heavy load. You know that's what I'm doing. Somebody say, lighten it up. Somebody say, light it up. I got a clue for you. Get free. Don't be afraid to get free. Don't be afraid to get free. You can make one decision always, and that decision is always good. A decision to be free and not to be entangled with the yoke of any type of bondage. Somebody say, praise God. You got to learn how to shake it off sometimes. Somebody say, praise God. So listen. Being that we are compassed with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight. Woo! Praise God. Things that hold us to the natural things. Things that, you know, kind of keep us down. Somebody said, you ever heard people say, you're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good? Well, I want to be a flaky balloon floating in the sky someplace. Somebody say, amen. I want to go on with God. Amen. It's all right with me. I'm going to, you know, lay aside every single last weight that keeps me from soaring. Amen. You're not a flake if you decide to soar. Amen. So say, cut it off. Amen. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin. Somebody say, and sin. Which so does easily beset us. Weights. Amen. Things that we're trying to hold in our own strength, in our own power. Somebody say, too heavy. Anything you're carrying on your own is too heavy. Let it go. Amen. And also you need to let go of sin. missing God's best for your life. If the Holy Ghost is leading you to go in a direction, you're going in another direction. Somebody say, follow God. Whenever you're not following God for your life, you are in sin. Even doing good things, you can do a good thing and yet be in sin. You have got to accomplish what God wants you to accomplish with your life and for your life, no matter what the cost, no matter what the price is. Somebody say, praise God. Sin is missing the mark of God's best for your life. And whatever God says for you is best. And every once in a while, what God says to you might cost you something. And let us run. Somebody say, run. With patience, the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus. Hallelujah. The author and the finisher of our faith. So say, I got to look at Jesus. I tell you what, you're not able to run pretty well when you're looking at everybody else but Jesus. Somebody say, praise God. You won't go too far. You won't go too far when you're looking at everybody else's stuff and you got all that other stuff. I tell you what, you have to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Don't look at carnal things. Don't look at natural things. You just go on and look to Jesus. Look to the anointing of God. Look to the grace of God. When you want to look at Jesus today, look to the anointing. Look at what the passion that's on your life. Look at the grace that's on your life and focus on that and say, hey, that feels good to my spirit. I'm going to run with that. I've got a piece about that. I'm going to run on that. This is where I'm at right now. You would not believe. I tell you what, we preached about a message about 2 or 3 or 4 weeks ago. We said about change. Everybody say the word change. If you want your world to change, you got to change your mind. Your world's not going to change until you change your mind. And I tell you what, I have changed. I am changing, renewing this mind. You hear what I'm saying? You can ask those that hang with me. Ask Brother Jesse. It's like a new person around where we are. Amen. I follow the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. You know, I said, right now is important to me. I'm going to live today. Forget about tomorrow. It'll be there. When it gets there tomorrow, there'll be an anointing to handle tomorrow. There'll be grace to handle tomorrow. Amen. I refuse to stress. I refuse to worry about a thing. Do you hear what I'm saying? Right now is a day of salvation. This is where I'm at. Provision will be there for tomorrow. Amen. I tell you what, provision will show up before your calamity. Say, provision runs faster than calamity. So many people are running from calamity. They're running from disaster. They're running from their fears. They're running from all those other things. But I want you to know that provision will run to you, will reach you before your problem. God's faster than the devil. Therefore, look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise God. The Bible says, surely mercy and goodness will follow me all the days of my life. Amen. The Bible says that. The Bible says, resist the devil, he will flee. Amen. But it said that goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. Now, if the Bible's not true, we're in trouble. But if the Word of God is true, that means behind you there is somebody hunting you down. You got some stalkers out there. Amen. 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 And I don't want one of those things where you call a restraining order. Amen. You got somebody that's got an attraction, a faith-filled attraction to you. There are some people that got fatal attraction. But I tell you what, there is a faith-filled attraction towards you. Goodness and mercy are in hot pursuit of you. Do you hear me? There are two angels following you right now. One's got goodness, the other one's got mercy, and they're trying to hunt you down. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Tell the devil, what's behind me? What's coming up behind me? Somebody say, goodness. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. You ever seen those spooky movies? You know, and usually in the 70s, we got weird ones today, but usually around the 70s, there was always some woman that would be walking at night, and she'd have on these shoes, and all of a sudden you hear her walking, and you hear clump, 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 and behind you there'd be clump, clump, clump behind her, and she wouldn't look around, and they'd stop. And the footsteps would stop, and she'd walk again. And, you know, you'd see the fear on her face. Who's behind me? Somebody's following me. Well, we can live our life that way. So say, the footsteps behind me, it's goodness and mercy. Hallelujah. Praise God. looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising all the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. For consider him that endured such great contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint where? Unless you be weary and faint where? Some of you need some Holy Ghost sniffing sauce. There are a lot of people that have fainted in their own mind. I'm going to tell you what, your spirit has not fainted. You have fainted in your mind. If you don't consider Jesus and consider the Word of God, I tell you what, your head will check out. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I mean, you want no flaky people. You know, some of us got minds. Your mind checks out every now and then when it's not renewed with the Word of God. You know, things happen. Things happen. You know, and your mind can't comprehend the things of God. It's like one of those, it's like another movie. You ever go to the movies when they see the big snake and the lady go, oh. They'd always faint and they'd always fall out. They fall out at scary things. The mind faints at scary things. Snakes, people faint. Amen. I believe I saw a ghost. They faint. People faint when they get too good of news. Things they just can't handle. What your mind can't handle, it will always faint over. Amen. And I want you to know straight up, you got a blessing that your mind can't handle. Thank you, Jesus. Rita. Hallelujah. I'm dealing with some things that there is nothing wrong with that. Hallelujah. Thank you. I like that. Somebody say praise God. Hallelujah. We are dealing with some things that our mind can't handle. Some situations our mind can't handle. So if your head is fainting, don't worry about a thing. Let's fix it. Someone said, that was expected. That was expected. See, we've gotten to the point God's teaching us how to walk by faith and how to do these things. He's talking to us about renewing the mind. He's worked on our spirit. Now he's working on our head. Why? Because he wants us to condition ourselves to get a strong stomach. I couldn't be like Sister Kathy's a nurse, and there's some other people that can look at some things that I couldn't dare see. I mean, you get a bloody nose around me. I mean, and you, boy, Lord have mercy. I'm out. But you know what? There are a lot of people that would be that way until they, you know, they hang around it for a bit. They'll, you know, your stomach gets a little bit stronger. You know, you don't queasy at things that you might have gotten shaky with before. Hallelujah. Some say, I expect it. Therefore, I won't be surprised when it happens. That way I won't faint. I expect people to be a trip. I expect the devil to be the devil. I expect God to be God. Amen. Therefore, when natural things happen, when life happens, amen, I will not faint in my mind because I will be stabilized by my faith. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lest we be wearied and faint in our minds. Somebody say, weary mind. Look at somebody say, weary mind. You're not going to get anything. You're not going to get anything from God with a weary mind. I don't care how strong your spirit is. I mean, your mind's got to cooperate with your spirit to bring things to pass, whether you realize it or not. I mean, you can have all the Word of God on the inside of your heart. You can have all of these things, you know. You can know all the Scripture. You can pray in the Holy Ghost 24 hours a day. Amen. But until you renew your screwed up head, nothing's going to change for you. Amen. Someone said there's a blockage in the flow of God somewhere. And chances are it's in your own head. It's not in the heavenlies. Can't no devil stop God from blessing you. It's not in the heavenlies. I'm going to say, you know, in the olden days, I tell you what, in the olden days, you know, there was some I'm going to be like Jacob. I tried to get to you early, but there was an angel or big spirit that hindered me from getting to you fast enough. Anybody remember that story?
where the angel couldn't get to him because it was hindered in the heavenlies. So say, hindered in the heavenlies.
Well, I tell you what, because of what Jesus did, ain't nothing hindered in the heavens anymore. Jesus is Lord. He's won the war. He's defeated every principality. Amen. The only thing, any place, anything could ever be hindered for you is in your own head. Ain't no devil can stop no blessing from getting to you when God said you would win and you would reign. Somebody said, chances are it's in you. You just can't get it out. It's like the post office sometime. Lost mail. Let's skip. Y'all like it when we say let's skip, huh? Somebody say praise God. Thank you, Jesus. This is good. Matter of fact, we probably shouldn't skip it. It doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about today, but when you look at verse 4 all the way to verse 11, somebody say, whether you like it or not, chastisement is good. And many times the thing that's holding you back, somebody needs to tell you off real good. Somebody say, praise God. A little bit of chastisement would do you some good. Amen. You expect someone to shock them a high on your head and spit and slobber. Amen. And you know, they don't need to do all that. Somebody said the problem might not be spiritual. The problem might be somebody just need to check you every now and then. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to say, where's the problem? The problem not in the heavenlies. Problem not in the spirit. Amen. Frida says, thank God for friends. Every once in a while, you need someone to get real. Amen. Praise the Lord. A little bit of chastisement. Amen. You have got to get your head together. You've got to get your head together. You've got to get your walk together, your mind together. I tell you what, if you don't get your mind together, you'll never get the fullness of God rolling. Amen. God said that I would wish that you would love me with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and all of your mind. And when we love God, we obey God. Therefore, we must be able, you know, we got to develop ourselves to where we're obeying God in our spirit. We're obeying God in our spirit, and then our spirit's worked over to the point to where even in our mind, we obey God. Somebody say, the renewed mind. There are a lot of people that fall. There are a lot of people that fall. They come and get touched. They get all blessed. Amen. But they let God go everywhere but into their little twisted head. How many of you know people like that? It's the way I was raised. It's all right. But that's just the way it is. Come on, we got to be real sometime. And wonder why things don't get better. Come on. Hallelujah. That's just me. Come on now. Why do you think God laid, you know, when Jesus came, he cast out devils. There were people that were acting like they were crazy. And they were acting like they were crazy. God called those spirits out. You hear what I'm saying? He will straighten your twisted head out so you can get the thing done which you want to get done. Amen. Somebody say praise. Somebody say no more excuse for acting crazy. Hallelujah. Now, wherefore lift up hands which hang down. These are command. This is a great passage of scripture here. I mean, it's talking about laying aside. We've had that scripture about endurance and patience and all this other, laying aside every weight. Then it talked to us about don't be afraid of chastisement of the Lord and rebuke. Somebody said, well, I don't want to go to get church, get beat up. Amen. I'd rather go to church and get it whipped out of me than have the devil whip it out of me in the natural. Amen. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'd rather sit up there for a half hour and have somebody get me straight, amen, than have some devil out there on the street stomping all over me. Amen. Here's another word for you. So lift up hands which hang down. Amen. Say my hands and feeble knees. So say lifted hands and stop your knees from knocking. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And make straight paths for your feet. Somebody say, get real direct.
Stop wandering and wavering. Amen. Amen. You lift up your hands. You go and reach for what you want. Don't be afraid. Amen. No, it's just behind me. Somebody say, lift your hand up. When you see what you need from God, go on and take it. Amen. Stop buckling in your knees. Get a straight path. Get direction for where you want to go. Amen. And start walking in that, and start walking in the direction of God. Amen. Lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Follow peace. Somebody say, follow after peace. Praise God. Follow after peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. See, we don't get to see God sometimes because we're out trying to see everybody else. We're following people that don't know peace. Amen. Amen. You ain't going to see the anointing of God like that. Amen. 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 You're not going to see God when you're following people that are always messed up and always stressed out and all that other stuff. You will not see the move of God's grace. Amen. We have got to learn to follow peace. That's a decision. Amen. You got to realize that your peace is valued more than anything. Peace. Immediate peace. Everybody say immediate peace. Whatever it takes to get immediate peace, get it. You can't afford not to have immediate peace. No, we got to work this thing out right now. No, we got to work out peace right now. The peace of God is worth valued much more, amen, than us working through this little situation. So say, leave it alone. Follow peace. Somebody say, glory to God. Hallelujah. You can speak the truth and walk away. So say, peace. Peace. Somebody say, praise God. We've got to learn to live that way. Saints don't know how to follow after peace. They wonder why they don't get a move of God. They follow after every little thing. You let something happen negative, I tell you what, people will swarm over to the negative side. Negative confession. You let something go wrong, I mean, everybody will run over there. What's going on? What's going on? People run to it. You let somebody get off into a big mess and get a bit, I'm going to pack up, I'm out of here, and then four little dummies right behind them. I just don't have a peace in my spirit about it. I had to do something else. And then the dummies go follow the person that even confessed, I don't have peace. Do you hear what I'm talking about? I just didn't get a peace about that. Well, when you get it, you talk to me. Amen. Amen. I'll catch up when you get it. Follow after what? Peace. He will lead you beside the still waters. Amen. He'll restore your soul. Amen. Don't ever run from anything. Always run to something. You can outweigh anything. Don't let the devil chase you anywhere. He'll give you peace in the midst of the storm. I like what Jesse's granddad said. Brother, Jesse's granddad said, there are some people, you know, Pastor Sawyer, you know, he said, if, you know, people want God to talk to the storm, talk to the storm. Well, God won't talk to the storm. He'll talk to you. There are some people that are nothing but a storm. Amen. They're the storm. Amen. Not the circumstance. They're the storm. So follow after peace. How many going to make up your mind to follow after peace? Glory to God. Some people didn't understand. We got to the point where we were having Bible study, me and my boy. Amen. Can I share it? You're going to get mad? We'll follow after peace anyhow. Got to the point where we said, hey, this is it. Got to go. Peace. So say, peace. I tell you what, I haven't gotten to the point where I'm not going to let Nations Church steal my peace. I told Jesse yesterday, just said, we got to do this, we got to do that, we got to do all this other stuff. I said, I'm going to keep my peace. You hear what I'm saying? What would it profit a man if he gained the own world and lose his own soul? I will have peace. You work it out. Amen. Somebody say, glory to God. Glory to God. And you got to get to the same, you got to get to the same place, to the same point. Amen. That's when we learn to grow up and we say we refuse to be controlled. Amen. You're not God. You can't control the way people think and how people feel. Well, that will make that person upset. Well, that's their problem. We got to let people have problems. As your faith is, so be it unto you. You took it, you receive it, you can have it. I used to get to the point where somebody gets some stuff, and then you got to go and make things good, make things right. If you've done wrong, you got to go repent and try to fix that stuff. Amen. You got to get your stuff together. But if they got to hang up, they've got to hang up. Amen. They were probably hung up before they ever met you. You got to learn to write this down. Let me tell you, this is how you stand strong in the body of Christ and you stand strong in church. Some people will always have problems, and you got to have peace in your heart to let them have problems. You got to have peace about them being a little bit twisted. You going to think everybody's going to be Mother Teresa, you're out of your mind. You're going to think everybody's going to be precious and wonderful and no stress like Pastor Rod, you're out of your mind. You're crazy. You can't be like me. I never stress out. I never get upset. Sister Bell knows me. Look, she said. Somebody say, praise God. Somebody say, glory to God. I tell you what, that's some of the weight you can let go. Do you hear me? That's some of the weight you get. It's like a radio with no antenna. Always trying to tune in a station. Static. Oh, a little bit to the right, a little bit to the left. Somebody say, I'm time to kick that radio out the window. Amen. Amen. Somebody say, let them go. Hallelujah. See ya. Somebody say, I will follow after peace. Glory to God. That's a blessing from God. That is a blessing of God. For the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow. No sorrow means it comes with lots of peace. I mean, I could have I'd rather have, plain bread with no butter, amen, and some peace. Amen. Do you hear me? Than have cheesecake and caviar, amen, with a bunch of noise and a bunch of ruckus. You hear what I'm saying? Because when you don't have peace, you're not going to be able to keep it down anyhow. I'm going to say peace. You got to have so much peace, people get mad about your peace. Oh, that makes me so mad. I can't move that person. I can't shake that person. You're supposed to be upset. Not when I'm following after peace. But you were wrong. Doesn't matter. I'm going to be in peace as I'm making it right. Don't let anybody steal your peace. Even when you're wrong, God will, even in times, don't let it take your peace. Say, hey, it's going to be all right. Because if God's going to bring healing to the situation, he's going to bring it in peace. Notice that when the world was in sin and everything was all messed up, the angel came and said, listen, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Before he went to come and fix things, he had to speak peace to it. He said, "Before I ain't going down there, peace, so I can get the job done." Your problems and your situations won't get better until you decide to wait and live in peace. Amen. First and foremost, before I get the bills paid, made peace. Before I get those dishes washed, peace. There are so many people, we got all these things that we want to get and accomplish with no sense of peace whatsoever. It's been so much better. I used to come to church, Lord, Sunday morning. Staff people hiding behind bushes. Sound check would come. All this other stuff, 'cause we were working for God. You can't work for God without having peace. I'd rather have no song list than some peace and a smile on my face. You hear what I'm saying? If you can't do it in peace, don't do it. Follow after peace. Resist the devil, and he will flee. What does the devil do? The devil likes to divide. Amen. He likes to accuse. He always wants there to be something that you got to work through. Isn't that what he did in heaven? I will do this. He had a big mess. That's how the devil, he works in a lack of peace. You know, you can have peace without working through stuff. And the devil thinks, you know, people, there are people that are arguing over dumb stuff that, you know, they, you know, it takes them 7 months to argue over stuff. We just got to get to the bottom of this. No, you get to peace. Then you can get to the bottom of it. You find out it don't matter. I don't care if they shot your dog. Amen? Period. It's not worth it. Because God's going to bless you anyhow. When you find out that people don't owe you anything and you don't need them, and you really don't, God is your source. He said, I'm your exceeding great reward, period. Notice before that scripture we read this morning when Abraham fought all those people in Sodom and Gomorrah, they trying to bless him. He said, what can I give you? He said, listen, you don't have to give me anything. God's my provider. I don't want anybody to say, no man's made me rich. I got it from God. Amen? Do you hear what I'm saying? Somebody say, peace. You can bless me if you want to, but if you won't, God will find somebody else. Same thing for you. Woo, it's hot in here, but it's hot and good in Jesus' name. Peace. And he'll give you a peace that passes all understanding. So many times we want to get to a place where there are some things that are so messed up that we just can't figure it out. And there are some things that I've figured out. And after I figured it out, it's still messed up. Work it out. We're going to do it this way. Amen. Why don't we take the peace that passes all understanding? Peace, peace, wonderful peace, flowing down from the Father. Above or of love? Above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love. Say, I've got the peace of God reigning in me. Hallelujah. Got a peace about it. When you got a peace, you got a peace. And on the East Coast, a peace is something powerful. Sister Sandra knows that. So say, I got peace. Keep the peace. All right. I'm getting there. Ding la bahai. Uka bahai. Now looking. Follow peace with all men and holiness without, and somebody say, and holiness. There are some people don't want to live holy and they got a peace about it. But you got to have holiness and peace. Living in sin all messed up and they got a peace about it. It's all right with me. Peace and holiness, okay? Without which, somebody say, without which? No man shall see the Lord. Every once in a while you got to get your peacemaker out there and say, you got to go so I can see Jesus. There are a lot of people that like to keep so much noise that you can't see God in anything. They got so much turmoil, so much stress, all that other stuff going that you can't even discern the Spirit of God in any other thing where God is at the moment. No, without holiness, that's why they said get stuff out. You know, they dealt so harshly with strife in churches. And it dealt so harshly with unrighteousness in churches in certain areas in the New Testament church. Why? Without which no man shall see the Lord. And the world needs to see Jesus. You're not going to see God manifest in an atmosphere that doesn't have the peace. Hallelujah. Follow after peace. And God's trying to upgrade the anointing around here. He wants to show up. So he's teaching us to keep peace and to keep holiness. Glory to God. And it's not contingent on things, situations, and circumstances. It has nothing to do with it. There is nothing that you're dealing with that could buy you out of the peace that Jesus gave you. Whatever happened, whatever went down, it is not more than what the peace that Jesus purchased for you. Your little bit of problems didn't even put it on layaway. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo. I didn't even want to go there tonight. I'm going a different direction, but this is good anyhow. You're going to be in peace this week, and God's going to start to move, and it's great. It's great. It's great. Well, you just follow the Holy Ghost, and you got a peace about following the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do? Well, I'll do it. Not only will I do it, but I'll do it in the peace of God. Peace stealers. Peace stealers. Peace stealers. You'd have worked a long time to get God in your life. For the kingdom of heaven is righteousness, what? And joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. When people trying to keep you outside of peace and keep you from the peace of God and all these other things, they're going to pull you right out of the kingdom of God. And nothing will work for you. And everything you get, you got to get it on their level because that's where they got you. You got to wait for somebody to get in the flesh to bless you because you're not in the kingdom. Tap dancing. Anybody ever? There are churches you do tap dance ministry. Make them happy, pay the bills. Somebody say, praise God. Amen. Make them happy, keep the seats filled. I'd rather have peace. Make the investment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's good. I'm getting there. Without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently. Some say looking. Looking unto Jesus. Diligently. You can't be slack looking. Amen. That's the problem with certain people. People don't want to do it. People want to, you know, in the day, gone tomorrow. Diligence. Everybody say the word diligent. Diligent people, I tell you, diligent people get the job done. Amen. Diligent people get to see God move. Amen. Those are the ones that stick to it and have a mind to live. They're the ones that reign. People that don't get diligent and refuse to be diligent in the things of God, they don't grow. They're going to be, watch, until they're going to be exactly where time does not make people grow. That's what people think. They've been saved for 20 years. Then you think people growing at the same level that you are? No. Diligence causes people to grow. Amen. Diligence causes people to grow. I know lots of 50-year-old retarded saints. But until you get diligent about what God wants you to do and stable about it, amen, I'm going to stay in the Word. I'm going to stay in faith. I'm going to stay in grace. Amen. I'm going to be diligent about the things of God. That's where things happen. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. See, certain people don't have grace and favor over their life because they don't have any form of diligence. See, grace is God's supernatural ability. Quickly, he comes and hooks you up. You know, I got to get this bill paid. I don't see how it's going to happen. I don't see how it's going to happen. How is this going to work out? Come on, God. Oh, let's get the holy dice out there. Come on, God. Come through, Jesus. Come through, Jesus. Roll the dice. Oh, we missed it again. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Don't expect the grace from God when you're not diligent. Don't expect God to come through for you if you're not diligent. You're all slack. Give me a miracle. You get a miracle because you need a miracle. Don't expect a miracle to work where your flesh has at least attempted anything. Someone say grace. People want to get healed to sit on their butt. Praise God. This is how it works. I ain't seen nothing. You ain't done nothing. I've been there 4 weeks. Ain't nothing happened to me. Yeah, anybody been there? Anybody heard it? Yeah, you can go to church for 50 years and get absolutely nothing. Get mad. I gave them people $15 last month. I knew a person wrote a preacher, said, I want my money back. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise God. We need to get a lot of money in Nations Church so we can refund people. Tithe rebates. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Tell them you're going to need it more than we do. Praise God. Somebody say the diligent. You know, when you see people that get in here diligently, they last. Whether they like the pastor or not. Whether they like the music or not, it's diligence that keeps people there. Amen. Amen. They got to want it. Amen. It's got to be between them and God. Amen. There are some people that aren't they're not diligent in anything but being unstable. They're diligently unstable. You can count on them to be unstable. One's going to go out. One's going to be, come on, come on, come on. I bet there it is. Told you. So say diligent about it. Delinquently diligent. Hallelujah. This is good, isn't it? Thank God it's none of you. Praise God. Shout if you're diligent. Shout if you're diligent. Amen. Praise God. Now, where did we leave off? Oh, I picked up the wrong message. Yeah, I don't want to go back to that one. Hallelujah. Lest you fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness. People that get bitter aren't diligent about the things of God. You ever met bitter people? If you were diligent about the things of God, you wouldn't have any time to be bitter. There are lots of things that I could waste my time being mad about, being upset about, being stressed about, and all this other stuff. Forget it. You know, it takes time. I tell you what, having an attitude takes some time. If you're going to do it right. if you're going to be mad right, I mean, come on. It's going to take some time and some effort and some money. You got to work it right. Do you hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. If half the people spent, I mean, if you just tithed off of your mess time, you'd get something done. Can't give your whole life to God, just tithe some of that stress time. I mean, if you used to running people down, you run them down for an hour, say, okay, now we didn't talk about them for an hour, now let's talk, say something good for 10 minutes. Ooh, hallelujah. It's good, isn't it? People perish for a lack of knowledge. Amen. And the Bible says you should know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And I believe I'm right. I'm growing in the things that really matter the most to me. Growing in righteousness, growing in the things of God. So should you. All right. Any root of bitterness springing up trouble you. And thereby many being what? So say bitterness, trouble, and defilement. Follow peace. Bitterness, bitter people will trouble. Somebody say trouble. Therefore, many being defiled. Isn't it a trip that he dealt with bitterness and trouble and defilement before he dealt with the fornicator? And then he goes and said, lest there be any fornicator. But before he even got to the fornicator, he was dealing with this other stuff. Or profane people as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. What do you mean? That morsel of meat represented what his flesh wanted to do. What is carnal, you know, I got to have that meat. I'm hungry. And I'll think about Jesus after I eat. But that's just the way I am. I was just mad. And you're going to have to deal with it right now. And many people, amen, for that little piece of meat, amen, have sold their birthright. Isn't that good? Have sold their birthright, for we know how that afterward, so it's that after he did it, after he just gave into the flesh for the moment, he wasn't that hungry. I'm starving. Give it to me, lest I'll die. I'll die if you don't give it to me. There are some people like that. If I don't snap right now, I'll just die. I just can't take it. I'm just going to lose it. You hear what I'm saying? Can't help myself. People that lost their birthright. Your birthright is the ability to control yourself and handle yourself, be governed by the Spirit of God and not by the flesh. Amen. What was the birthright? The birthright, amen, was the covenant. Was the land, but the land was only the foreshadow of the covenant, which was the foreshadow of Christ, which was a foreshadow of the Holy Ghost abiding on the individual. He didn't want the Holy Ghost. He was governed by the flesh. Now. He had no peace in his spirit because he was hungry. I'm going to say praise God. Amen. And when we have, listen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And sold his birthright when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place of repentance. That's a real powerful word. Circle that. He found no place of repentance. We're talking about change. What that means is there was nothing in himself. He had no ability to change. Some people have the ability to improve themselves. You always must keep the spirit of repentance fresh in your life because there's something always. Listen, if you change from glory to glory to glory, how are you going to change but repentance? So how are you going to go from glory to glory, and in each glory experience you go, you're changing to the image of God. From each experience you did with God, God changes you to his image, changes your image. And when you refuse to change, the only way you'll change is by repentance. So God couldn't, why would God even bless him? God couldn't take that man anywhere. He was unwilling to change. There are certain things in your life and places that God wants to take you that you can only get there as you change. Your mind has not changed. You can't leave where you are. He found no place of repentance. If you want to go on to the next level, you want to go on to the highest step, listen, you better find a place of repentance and change your mind before God will change your world, okay? He found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. And what that basically says, I broke down the scripture, basically it says, listen, he wanted the blessing, but he couldn't get the blessing. He was rejected of God. When he went to go get his blessing, God rejected him. And rejected him because he was not a person. He didn't have the ability to change, which was pride. And when it says he sought, though he sought it with tears, he could not. So he was crying after he blew it, sold his birthright. He was sitting there crying because he couldn't get his blessing. Bless me, bless me, bless me. You can cry. You hear a lot of crying people. Amen. A lot of crying people, but they ain't gonna get blessed. I don't care how much they cry. No matter how it goes, tears don't bring God's blessing. Obedience brings God's blessing. Somebody say praise God. Now we're getting there. Here we go. Let's go on to 18. For we are not come unto the mount that might be touched. So we have not come to the mountain that might be touched and that might burn with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should be not spoken to them any more. For they could not endure that which was commanded. They didn't make it because they couldn't endure what was commanded. They couldn't endure a covenant. They couldn't hold on long enough. Somebody say, praise God. Do you see that? For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much, listen to this, as a beast touched the mountain, it should be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. Some said there are certain people that are locked out of their own heart. But ye are come to Mount Zion. This goes on. I want you to know Zion. God, Zion is calling us to a higher place of praise, to stand upon the mountain, magnify his name. Everybody say Zion. Lord, which mountain will we pray? Some people say that you have to worship in the mountain and all this other stuff. He said, the day has come when true worshipers will worship me in spirit and in truth. So in spirit represents the place, in spirit represents, Zion represents the spirit, the inside, the inward spirit, like we were talking about this morning. That ground, somebody say Zion. What he's saying, now you have come to Mount Zion. God has brought you to the place that they were locked out of. You've come to the place where God can meet you in your own heart. I'm getting there. And the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. I want you to know we've been seated with Christ in heavenly places, and heaven is, and God is seated on the throne. And I'm telling this prophetically to you right now. He told me to tell you earlier. I didn't do it. He told me to tell you again. Amen. When that scripture we read earlier, that God seated on the throne. Everybody say seated on the throne. He's seated on the throne within your heart. Heaven is in your heart. And that's where God is seated. That's Zion. And when you worship God and you commune with your heart and you sing these psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, amen, you will get to Zion. You will get deep within yourself. You sing yourself to a place to where you leave the natural realm and you're just inward, amen, and you enter Zion. Some say the mountain of provision. Let me tell you what, your mountain is your heart. When you stop fighting things outwardly, all this other stuff, and you said, I'm going to work this through here. I'm going to pray this through on the inside. I'm going to pay this bill. I'm going to pay this bill inwardly. I'm going to get healed inwardly. Amen. I'm going to work it this way. So I'm going to climb the mountain. There are rewards at the mountain. Amen. Your treasure is within you, people. It's not how much more you have to do, how much more you have to do. It's within you. Amen. It's within you. Glory to God. Zion is within you. Somebody say, there's a mountain within me that I shall climb. Break up the fallow ground. Praise God. Unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and a numeral company of angels, the general assembly of the church, firstborn as written in heaven. And to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect. Here's the covenant. We're going to just do this one chapter. And to Jesus, somebody say Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. And to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. So say, see that you don't refuse him that speaks. That is the new covenant. Obeying him that speaks from Zion within your heart, the anointing on the inside of you, is your new covenant. Now we said we'd be talking to you about the old covenant and the new covenant. You got to get down to this. Listen, covenant breakers are people that don't follow the Holy Ghost or the anointing from within. When you start to obey the Spirit within, when you get inward, that's why Brother Hagin and different ones are getting this revelation, because God's about to bring manifestation of the sons of God again. Amen. Amen. We're about to take this thing in. Why? Because we are finally coming into the promised land. We're finally finding out who we are in Christ. Amen. And as soon as you get on the inside of the place where you'll reign as a king, your own heart. This is some good stuff, people. This is some good stuff. Your covenant is obeying the inward voice. And when you hear and do that inward voice and you follow God no matter what, guess what? God will back it up. You obey what you hear on the inside, he says it, he'll obey it. As he made a way for Abraham that followed the voice of God from the mountain, he'll make a way for you when you follow the voice that speaks from the inside of you. God still speaks. And the Bible says, listen, his word won't be far from you. It'll be even close. It'll be in your mouth and in your heart that you might be able to hear it, speak it, and do it. That's your covenant. That's your covenant. Somebody say the covenant of the new believer. Amen? See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. And I pray we get some easier messages in time to come. But this is some deep stuff that you need to get on the inside of you. If only you could hold on to one sentence, hold on to one sentence, it'll feed you for a year. If you can't get anything, don't refuse. I'm going to tell you, God is on the inside of you. And as you start to do those things, see, that's why the devil's trying to get tongues out of the church. That's why the devil's trying to get true worship out of church, true praise out of the church. That's why he's trying to take people from the place of spirit. He doesn't want people singing songs, hymns, and spiritual songs because he wants to keep you out of Zion. You can't do nothing from when you don't come from Zion. But now God is speaking. Zion's calling us to a higher place of praise. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs will open up heaven. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. You're about to get into heaven on the inside. Heaven happens when you praise God. And I tell you what, you're about to take residence there. You're about to take residence on the inside of your heart. That's when you really start to live from the inside out. Listen, once you get on the inside, don't refuse what you hear there. For if they escape not who refuse him that spoke on earth, say the flesh, the natural, much more shall not we escape. This goes to tell you something, church. There are a whole lot of people that aren't going to escape anything if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Heaven is within your heart. When people turn away from their inward part and from spiritual life and from him that speaks from heaven, they will not be able to escape earthbound things. I've taught for a long time tonight, but this is good. Hallelujah. You want to escape? Get to heaven on the inside of you. Make a quest for it. Take a vacation. People, climb Mount Everest. Go climb the mountain of your heart. Get there and hear God and obey and escape. You want to get out of that mess you're in? Get to your heart. People say, I got to do this. I got to work some overtime. I need some more money. Get to your heart. Get to your heart. I'm not lying to you. You got to believe that God's got a blessing for you. God's got something on the inside of you. Abraham believed God. God said, listen, what you see in the heavenlies, listen, what you see, that will be yours. You need to hear, there is a prophetic word, whether they want to hear it or not. Preachers should prophesy. Amen. This is a supernatural thing. They should prophesy and tell you things to come. Yes, they should tell you good things to come, and you should be able to hear it. And guess what? Evidence should back it up. That's how God wants to meet you. That's the level God wants to get on you. God wants to get on you to the level to where we develop ourselves by living in prayer, by living in the Holy Ghost, that when we see you face to face, we hear God. God says you got $20,000 coming, glory to God, and you should be able to take it at faith value and believe it. Your faith is going to be developed to that level to where when you start hearing these prophetic words, and they do come, and I know that they are God, but you don't have anything to hold on to them with.
You got 15 minutes.
I'm prophesying to tell you the level that the saints are going.
Amen. That you'll be able to hear it, put it on the inside, prosper it. Amen. Process it through, renew your mind with it, manifest it.
Amen.
Say, I know what to do with a word from God. I know how to believe God. And not only will you have to learn to believe God, you say, listen, after you believe it, say, I believe what Pastor told me. I believe what Brother Hagin told me. I believe what I heard. I believe the prophet. I believe this one. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. But Lord, how will I know this?
As soon as you know, listen, honey, Rita, it's God told you some things with Francis Hunter and all those other things. You believed it on the inside of your heart, but now you need to get familiar with it in your head. As soon as you renew your mind to it, it'll manifest. Somebody say, praise God. Praise God. You got to, if the problem is it's going to take a miracle, I don't see how it's going to happen, it's going to take a miracle, then you need to renew your mind concerning miracles. Say, mine is one of them. You got to set it up. Set the table for God to come to dinner. Have you renewed your mind for your miracle? You need to write that down. Renew the mind for a miracle. Renew the mind for a move of God. Renew the mind for a manifestation. You need to get to the point, my heart is fixed, my mind is made up. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
I tell you what, saints, covenants, three covenants. This is some stuff right here. I'm going to shut up, I promise you. But some of you need to catch this, and I wish you had notes so you didn't lose it. Listen, first move, God came down, dealt with man on a solical level. First, God the Father dealt with them on a solical level. And the covenant with Abraham was a covenant of the flesh. Amen. Covenant of the flesh. Somebody say, praise God. God dealt with that. That those people would be saved. The covenant of Abraham would be saved through that way. New Testament, he comes through and he restores our spirit. Our spirit. Somebody say, spirit, soul, and body. Spirit, soul, and body. God worked over the mind. See, there are a lot of people that live spiritually. You know, it's all my soul, my soul, my soul. And then this revelation of the spirit, renewal of the spirit, renewal of the spirit, the inward person. The last change is going to be the literally live flesh.
Amen.
We shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, when this mortal body shall put on immortality. God's wrapping the whole thing up. God's wrapping. He will even take care of your mortal body. He'll pull it up out of the grave and speak to it and say, live.
Amen.
Now, if he's going to work on your flesh, say, even somebody say, well, he's just my spirit, my spirit, my spirit. No, your spirit will be made whole. Your mind will be whole. Even your body at the last day, God will call it forth and speak to it and say, be ye made whole right now in Jesus' name. You'll have the body that Jesus had, be able to walk through walls. God's going to work you over completely. Started in your spirit, going to work over your mind, and all of a sudden you're going to feel some things in your body. It will happen. It will happen. It will happen. I'm getting there. Somebody say, you got 29 verses? Which one? And we're on 26? Whose voice then shook the earth? But now he hath promised, saying, yet once I will not shake the earth only. Hallelujah.
There's about to be a shake-up in the heavenlies. There's about to be a shake-up in the heavens. Listen, listen, listen. The former glory shook the earth. The latter rain will shake the heavens and the earth. Why is the latter rain going to shake the heavens? See, listen. When the earth shook, the latter glory shook the earth. The former glory shook the earth. Things stirred up around here. Amen. We saw natural things start to happen. People are prophesying the biggest supernatural move of God ever. When the heavens are shaking, things just going to fall. Angels are going to fall out into natural sight. Amen. Supernatural will happen just like the natural. Do you hear what I'm saying? Amen. Someone said, the heavens will be shaken. Glory to God. See, those things that are unseen will be seen sometime. Somebody say, he'll shake it up. There are a lot of things going on in this room right now. We just can't see it. But I'm telling you, there's a glory coming so strong. Amen. Hallelujah. The thing that separates the natural from the spiritual will be shaken, and things will start to slip through your blessings. Be like John the Revelator said, I was in the Spirit. He slipped over to the Spirit. Every once in a while, great men and women of God, they slip over to the Spirit. See, when the heavens start to shake, that stuff will start to happen. Yeah. My. I'm getting there. I will not shake the earth only, but also the heavens. He's going to shake your spirit up. He's going to stir your spirit up. He is going to stir everything, going to shake. He is going to stir your spirit. Somebody say, shake. I believe it was a prophecy. When we have that movement of spirit, somebody say, shake. Shake heaven within me. And this word yet once more signifying the removing of those things that are shaken. Somebody say, removing things that are shaken. As of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken. Somebody say, things that cannot be shaken will remain. All this instability and things that we're talking about and all this other stuff. Somebody say, praise God. God keeps on shaking Nations Church. And he'll shake it until as long as there's something here willing that will be shaken away. Amen. He wants some stuff. He'll shake it until whatever. Let it keep on shaking it, God, and let only the thing that need to remain, remain. Somebody say, shake it. Amen. In the last day, that's also that thing that says, in the last day, there'll be a great falling away. What's going to cause the great falling away? The shaking of God. Amen. The shaking of God shake you right out. Somebody say, shake it right out. He's going to stir some things up. Stir it up. As soon as we get it all wrapped together and packaged nice, it's all comfortable, and all the way we want it, he's going to stir that thing up. Amen. And anybody that's not holding on from the inside, amen. Every once in a while, a word of rebuke might shake you. Every once in a while, you know, just things you can't handle could shake you. Amen. Amen. But those that are holding on from the inside, somebody say, praise God. Things which can't be shaken. May remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom. Somebody say, glory to God. Which cannot be moved. Somebody say, praise God.
my peace won't be moved, nor my kingdom be removed. Somebody say, no matter what happens, no matter what comes or goes, no matter what happens on the outside, the kingdom which cannot be moved. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just like a tree planted by the rivers of water, I shall not be moved. Listen, the tree planted by the rivers of water, people that are planted on the inside of their own heart. That garden is your own heart. That's where the water is. That's where that tree is you saw. That's where the river is. You're going to be planted living outside of your own heart. I shall not be moved. Somebody say, praise God. So therefore, let us have grace. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Whereby we may serve God. This is right in for Nations Church. I tell you what. That we may serve God acceptably with what? Reverence. Say that word one more time. Reverence. And what? For God is what? He's been prophesying these things for the last year. And it's all wrapped up in this scripture here. And there was a part that we didn't really read to you. There's a part we that plop, fizz, thing that you want to see biblical, where it is biblically, plop, fizz, fizz. It says, listen, even if animals came to the mountain, they were either stone or darts thrown through. Somebody say, praise God. You better be careful what you mess with. I think this was good tonight. It's 9 o'clock on the nose. Isn't that God? 9 o'clock right on the nose. How many got some revelation tonight? Amen. Something to chew on. I don't think we have to preach for a good month, huh? Amen. We can say, come and say, Jesus is good. Amen. No. So we say, praise the Lord. We're going to have to recap this. Sister, was it good, my precious friend? Hallelujah. So she said, a little long, but good. Hallelujah. No, she didn't say that. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Say, I will go to Zion within my heart. And I will not be shaken from the peace within. In Jesus' name. Stand up and bless the Lord with all of your soul. Amen. All of your mind and all of your heart. Amen. Because he's worthy and he's good. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank God. Hallelujah. Say, I'm not going to come out. I won't come out. No. Somebody say, I will not come out. Somebody say, praise God. There is a place on the inside. Amen. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock. Hallelujah. My soul has found a resting place. Those that wait on the Lord, they shall mount up with wings of as an eagle. Glory to God. Go to the mountain. Amen. Hallelujah. On the inside and refuse to be shaken. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just bless the Lord. Just bless the Lord. Say, I will do it. Songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. So, say, I will be spiritual. Glory to God. I will be spiritual. Glory to God. And there'll be manifestation to match my spirituality. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. His word is true. His word is right. His word is good. Somebody say, let it be. Let your will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. You'll never know what his will is until you get to heaven. And I'm talking about on the inside of your heart. Some say, I'm about to find out what the will of God is on the inside of me. Hallelujah. Well, bless God, bless God, bless God, bless God, bless God, bless God, bless God. Hallelujah. Let something big. I want you all to do me a favor. This week, I want you all to go deep on the inside of your heart and start pulling some things up. Start pulling some things out. Start bringing some stuff. And start renewing your mind to get your mind to match your heart. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. That might be where that provision that we see in September is going to come from. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Amen. Unemployment might go rampant in Houston and all this other stuff going on. But I tell you what, economy is really good on the inside. There's always a job to do on the inside. Amen. Somebody say, praise God.
Hallelujah. I dare to escape to the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Do it. Dare the devil. Dare the devil to come against you. Say, I'm going to be spiritual this week. I'm going to do what God wants me to do, how he wants me to do it, and it's going to be great. And after I do it, I'm going to come out big time blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, I am. My heart's burning right now. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Say, I'm going to come out of this thing supernaturally blessed. Jabez said, bless me, Lord, indeed. Hallelujah. Prosper them in the name of Jesus. Cause them to grow in grace. Make a difference over them in Jesus' name. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. Ramadola gana le buva dana hande de hele la hora ha 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 ha. La tati ke mendo sele mande le buva de hele ara ha. Ramaha yicha tu tu ke shama rova sa hisi ke de handa. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. As I said before through many prophets, as I said before through many prophets, you've heard through many prophets, you did not understand when it was spoken. There was no scriptural reference revealed to you at that present time. Now I'm revealing and backing up what I said by the word of God. When I said things that those that would be in this place would be known by prosperity, glory to God, and the blessing that abides over them. Why will that manifest? I say and I call it into existence right now that this shall be a green place, that those that be planted here will be planted green. They'll be planted green, and it will be seen, and there will be a difference over about them. Glory to God. How is it happening? For in this place I will speak to their hearts. I will call them to their own heart, to a place where they'll plant themselves, glory to God, and grow and prosper and reign. There'll be a fruitful plain. The devil doesn't like it, but he can't do anything about it. Keep on walking. As I said before, you're going through the river. You're going through the water. The water's parted on both sides of you, and the devil's behind. He won't make it out of the waterbed. You shall make it to the other side, and you shall remain there, and you shall be stable. And I will bless you. I will bless you. I will prosper you. I will bring you to the top. I'll do that thing which I said I would do. Listen to your own heart. Go there. I've written it already on the inside of you. It's already written on the inside of you. There's a picture of you on the inside. And you will learn how to apprehend it. Glory to God. You will learn how to grab a hold of it and manifest it in Jesus' name. This thing shall happen suddenly. Riches. As you come out, you'll come out blessed. As you go in, you'll go in blessed. Upgrade your faith. See, won't I do it? Don't worry about the church. I'm not even talking to you about the church. I told you that those that plant themselves will remain green. You just keep seeing green people. Put your faith on green people. Whatever comes, make sure it turns real green. Get them planted, let them go green. In Jesus' name. Stay in the peace of God. Stay in the grace of God. Stay in the anointing of God. Protect yourself. Look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Enjoy yourself. Life is sweet. And as I said, as I gave you that candy bar, like it's gonna be like a piece of candy. Chocolates and almonds. Even now, I send my ministering spirit to break curses. Glory to God. To set captives free. Glory to God. I shall redeem those people. Glory to God. I shall redeem those people. I shall restore those people. Glory. Glory to God. 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 Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. I'm about to blow your mind.
And some of you should be expecting some angelic visitations in your office. Fear not, fear not, fear not. There are some that fear they may be shaken, but and will not make it. Fear not, for you are grafted in my hand. No one will be able to pluck you out. I have chosen you, and I've called you by name, and I'll protect you. Glory to God. I'll sustain you. You won't give out. You won't give in Jesus' name. You'll remain stable. You'll remain stable. Hoya, 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 haya, hale, hana, hasiki, ha, la, ha, so, he, tan, jan, de, kuma, handa, handa, ha. Notice even now, I'm putting a hedge of protection around about you. Glory to God. A hedge of protection round about you. I will silence the voice of the enemy that comes so close to your dwelling place that would cause you to fear. Glory to God. That would cause you to fear and cause you to draw back. Glory to God. I don't want you to draw back. I'm calling you forward. You will find your passion increasing. You will find your passion increasing. You will find your smile getting bigger. Glory to God. And fear diminishing out of your life. Glory to God. I set you free. Glory to God. I'm going to give you your destiny. I'm going to give you your destiny. I'm going to give back the stolen years. Glory to God. I'm going to give back every stolen year right now. And I'm going to bring back to remembrance every dream you thought you lost. This is your covenant. This is your covenant. I'll be there to back it up. Thank you, Jesus. 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 It's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Why has it been so difficult? Why has it been so difficult? Why has it been so difficult? Because I have a bigger plan. I have a bigger plan. I have a grander plan. I have a stronger plan. Now that you accept my will, now that you accept my grace, glory to God, it shall manifest. This will be a place of many nations. Time and time again, things have tried to happen. Things are trying to go down. But I said no. I said no. I said no. This will be a house of many nations. A house of many nations. Don't you worry about how it's going to get done. I'll do it. Glory to God. I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. And as a sign, 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 supernatural tongues will start to manifest in this house. People will begin to speak in known languages that they have not known before. Then they call Salamanda Ashikalamando de Satele Dushtanahanda. Oh, Shilehida Bahanda Hosikihi. You just stay obedient and you just keep trusting. Hallelujah. You just keep walking. Hallelujah. Do where I tell you to do. Amen. Go where I tell you to go. In Jesus' name. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. And those, and those, and those, and those that you're concerned about, don't worry about them. I will bless them. I will bless them. I will bless them. I will bless them. I got your back. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ha ha. Ha ha. And you wonder what I was talking about when I said I can do much more than this. Things were happening. But I told you I can do much more than this. But you've released it. Let me do it. Hallelujah. Now it will be done. So when you hear me say I can do much more than this, be open to change. Do it. I am healing. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. 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 Dosanti cantanti setele dusta. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't you worry about a thing. God's going to put back every broken piece. Every broken piece. Don't worry about a thing. Every broken piece will be put back together again. And he'll cover every single last detail. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. It's going to be all right. Don't worry about a thing. Leave it alone and just do what you got to do. It'll work out. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God for Holy Ghost meetings, huh? We'll be here on Wednesday night. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. We're going to have a move of, we're expecting some manifestations. We're going to receive tonight's offering. Somebody say, thank God for that. We're believing God for lots and lots of money. Somebody say, lots of money. Lots of money in Jesus' name. There's nothing wrong with that. Amen. We are doing two things. We're receiving tonight's offering. If you do not have a special offering envelope, this is an envelope that you take home. Amen. And you ask God as to what special offering you want to sow out, and then you do it at your convenience. Amen. Bring it in at your convenience. Amen. If you want God to take you serious, you take that thing serious. Amen. If you need an offering envelope tonight, we have it. How many need an offering envelope? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. There's one there. Hallelujah. Anybody else need an offering envelope? Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You got blessed tonight, didn't you, friend? Hang on in there. 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 Isn't it good to see Judith back in the house? Amen. Good God. Good God. Good God. Good God. Good God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He said something in the back. I didn't understand it completely, Judy. He said, you better thank God that I'm the pastor around here. Not me, him. Not me, him. He said, he'll be the shepherd of the sheep. Don't worry about people. He'll go back and bring them back. Amen. Glory to God. He'll be the shepherd of the sheep. Glory to God. Any other offering envelopes needed? Hallelujah. How you doing, Chris? I love you, buddy. Why don't you come on up here? I want to pray for you. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Chris is my wannabe son. I want him to be my son. Amen. 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 Chris, I'm going to pray for you tonight. This is a special time of change for Chris. Today, Chris's brother, Chris is a twin.
And Chris's brother went to Madisonville. And for the first time in their life, I think they're going to be apart probably for a season. Amen. And that's something else. And we're going to pray for Chad and for Chris right now in Jesus' name. And we want them both to be blessed. Amen. Period. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's go on up and let's pray. Some of you saints, let's receive this offering. We're going to pray for them. Anybody else need an offering envelope? Hallelujah. Somebody sowed $13,000 cash, and we don't know who to give it to. No, I'm joking.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Y'all, now would be the time to buy this building with all those plants out of here so we can do what we want to do with it. I tell you, we got to get it. So, hallelujah. If anybody was blessed with an extra, I don't know whether I was blessed with it this weekend or not. I'll find out probably Monday or Tuesday. If anybody's blessed with an extra $4,000, you can help us with this. Amen. No, $4 million, you know, and kick $2 million on top of that. We can all be blessed. Amen. Amen. Enjoy it without any strife. Any problem. Well, praise God. Why don't you come on up and sow tonight's offering, and let's pray for Chris after that. Anybody else need prayer, we'll be praying for you. Sandra is moving on Saturday, and she needs some moving help. The more, the merrier. Everybody can come and help. If we get everybody to do it, we'll get out of this thing in an hour. Amen. Somebody say amen. Help Sandra move. She just bought a mansion over on 1960. We're going to help her get into it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Chris, do you want to pass the plate before we pray to you? Okay, bring your offering. You may bring your offering. I'm going to hold the offering plate. No, I'm not going to hold it. It intimidates people. Come here. David, you want to hold the offering? Andrew, come here. Come here. Yeah, I'm going to let you hold the offering plate. Don't take nothing out of it. Give me my hug. I love you, Bubby. Let me hold this. I'll give it back. You going to hold the offering plate for me? Okay, he put his finger in it. He sewed his finger. he sewed his finger in the offering, and it said kindness. Look at this. They got little fingers here. It says Jesus, joy, kindness. No. This said gold, goodness, gentleness, patience, joy, and peace. So they were right on the same wavelength. Who did this? This is Ashley. She didn't talk back there. Amen. Now, we're going to make these on Wednesday night. We're going to get these hands. And when everybody falls short of peace, kindness, or patience, you're going to walk up and you forgot your peace, didn't you? It was her idea. Well, excuse me. It was her idea. It was good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, come on up and sow it. And when they come up, say more. Can you say more? All right, say more. Say, you come back here and put more in here. Here, hold this thing real quick. All right, come on up and sow it in Jesus' name. Give, it will come back to you. Press down and shaking together. Running over. Give, and it will come back to you. When you give, give to the Lord. Give, and it will come back to you. Press down, shaking together, and running over. Give, and it will come back to you. When you give, give to the Lord. People rob God when they don't pay tithes and offerings. And they don't understand why they've been cut off from heavenly blessing. All right. Pray for Chris, Brother Jesse. Y'all go and lay hands on Brother Chris. Come on up here, Chris. Anybody want to come in agreement with this? Hallelujah. Go on. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mom, Belle. Hallelujah.